Wednesday, July 27th, 2022. This is the four time or not workout option of the week. If you don't know what that means, you need to go to any Monday and watch the other video that we attach to every Monday entitled New to Lynchpin. Watch this first. It discusses all the information you need for these videos, but it covers what the not for time option is. We've got something today. We've got some work to do. Three rounds for time or not of 100 double unders, 25 GHD sit-ups, and 5 rope climbs, 15 feet each climb using your legs. As some would say, not a barbell in sight. And it seems like those days where there's not a barbell in sight are some of the sneaky, challenging days. And maybe you see this from a mile away, you're like, there's nothing sneaky about this. It's a lot of double unders, it's good chunks of GHDs, and rope climbs are challenging. But I hope it's fun in a crazy CrossFit way. We've got videos showing all the different movements, super fitness robot time, 14 minutes or less, more likely time, 25 minutes or less. Obviously, your proficiency with double unders will play largely into what the clock says at the end. If you're unaccustomed to GHD sit-ups, you would probably want to consider scaling this or reducing the overall number of GHD sit-ups so they don't leave you profoundly sore. And then, of course, rope climbs by themselves are a tough, unique, awesome, cool skill set, and three rounds of five each is a fair amount of volume. So there's some decent climbing happening here. And the GHD sit-ups and the double unders are not going to make the rope climbs easier and vice versa. So there's a lot of interference here as well. The wild card option takes out the GHDs and takes out the rope climbs. Wild card option, three rounds for time or not, 100 double unders, 25 V-ups, and then 20 pull-ups. Kipping chin over bar is possible, but if I could have anything I wanted in the world and you could do them strict, that'd be really cool. Or maybe you mix them in, right? You do some strict pull-ups to eat into that set of 20, and then when you fatigue, you kip the rest and you get a nice balance there. But I'm always a fan of just developing some good strict pulling strength. Videos showing those movements. Scaled option, four rounds for time or not of 50 single unders, 20 sit-ups, and then 15 ring rows. And make the ring rows challenging. So angle your body appropriately so that you can't just blast through 15 ring rows. I would like to see you have to break them up into like three sets of five because they're so tough, or five sets of three. Be all good. Videos showing all those movements. Noticed a typo. Okay. Limited equipment option. Three rounds for time or not. 100 double unders, 25 V-ups, 20 kipping chest-to-bar pull-ups. So that gives you a nice other option to play off of the wild card. Do you want to do the stricties? Do you want to do the kipping chest-to-bar? Shooter's choice. Got a video showing that. For the limited equipment crew, super fitness robot, 11 minutes or less. More likely, 20 minutes or less. No equipment workout. Three rounds for time or not. 100 jumping jacks. Sounds innocent. Not innocent. 25 V-ups and a 1 minute plank hold. Got a video showing the plank hold. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. This assumes you did not do the no equipment version, which has a plank hold in it, because part of the optional accessory work is the plank hold. Accumulate 2 to 5 minutes. And then the linchpin low ring muscle ups. So watch the video, do 10 to 30 reps using as little leg as possible. So make it an upper body strength building day. Cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the cobra stretch for the abs, calves, and foam rolling, and the chest and pecs, hands behind. Hope you enjoyed today's glorious day with no barbell. For most of us, it's a rest day tomorrow, and I'll see you back here on Friday.